The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words I speak unto you are spirit and light, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busi Olabode, who believes you will be richly blessed.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We give thanks to God for helping us and leading us to where we are. I believe strongly that this theme is in God's heart for us. And I believe that we're going to find so much grace from heaven flowing to us in this meeting. By God's grace, Pastor David, you'll be in the house tomorrow. And I believe, God, that it's going to be a lot of blessing to us. Amen. Hallelujah. The issue of heart in the theme, the key word there is going to say now, heart and God. And the only verb standing between them is after. Just standing to say, I'm going to tie these two things together, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. And to us, it's not really a new theme, as it were. But I believe that heaven is going to send its light to our heart and direct us in a manner that will count for days and years to come in our sojourn on the face of the earth. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And Pastor Amri was sharing with us, you know, many of the time, even the fact that you are born a Christian or in a Christian home does not mean that they actually want to go after God. Nobody prepares you for that, actually speaking. But this miracle must happen one day in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to go after God. Everybody has their own expectation of our lives. Everybody has their expectation. Our parents have their expectation of our lives. And they are doing all of that in good earth, you know, in good faith. They meant well for us. But the issue on ground at this time is just not including anybody, just heart and God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to you, Father, for this moment. We appreciate you. We hope, have great trust this evening. You're going to help us by the Spirit to draw from your heart, to draw virtue, to draw life, to draw grace, to draw mercy for this whole gathering tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing we have known of that is clear to us is that in the beginning God created, so we know that we are product of God's creation. Everything you have seen today existing does not exist by itself. It existed because somebody wants them to exist. Praise God. There's nothing you find on the earth here that came by itself. No. If you see this fan blowing to you today, somebody had conceived it in his heart. And so, if we want it to blow to you, we bought it and brought it here to do the work of that the owner fashioned it to be. Okay. If you don't buy it, it's going to stay there. It does not change its purpose. Amen. Because the one who made it actually has conceived what he wants it to be. Praise God. So, it's clear that everything that exists does not exist by itself. It came from the intention of someone. And like Mons Moreau would say many years ago, he said, anything whose purpose is not understood, abuse is inevitable, okay? Yeah. Whatever you have and you don't know the purpose of it, you're going to abuse it. You're going to take it and use it in your own view. Is that you underutilize it, or you actually over utilize and you destroy it? And in this part of the world is where we buy our things, and we are too hasty not to engage the manual. He's talking manual. I'm saying, praise God. When you buy your phone, you just know what the phone will do. You go straight to on it. Even when they say, plug it for 6 hours, you don't care about it. If it comes on, it comes on. You know what I'm talking about now? We don't care about manual because we don't care about purpose. We only care about what we want to use, what we want to do. So most of the time we buy things that we underutilize, okay? You spend so much money to buy things, but you underutilize them. But we thank God because we have the manual with us. Amen? Hallelujah. And the Creator himself is the manual. It's the manual. He's the one who has in his heart what he wants us to be. So we discover that out of all that God created, man is a vital entity of his creation. Man is vital. Man is, we're going to say, peak or glory of creation. By observation, we have seen man explored everything in existence. Man has explored the universe, has explored everything. So, the Bible says it, and by observation, it is saying that man is the crown of creation. Praise God. Even when white animals see man, the first of all, the first response is a shock. Yeah, before they decide on what to do next, it's shock. It means that man is created with a glory, with a nature that is supposed to give direction to all other creation. And so, God, who did that for man? He didn't just do it for man in himself. There's something in his own mind that he wants to get by putting man or making man in that way. Okay, praise God. So, you see in the scripture, it says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let him have dominion. Let him have dominion. So, it's God's intention for man to express a mandate on the earth. But you see, man always feels he can do it without God. Because it's the science of self-discovery. we have been taught to discover ourselves. You know, okay, our science of self-actualization. You tell yourself and find out what you can do. But you will still abuse the intention because you don't know what you ought to do. The one who made us has in his intention what we ought to do. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I think it's Albert Einstein. Yes, that was discovered that he is the first man that used up to 7% of his intelligence. That every other man that I have seen lived as used less than 6% of their intelligence. So we want to wonder that the other factors, where are they lying? Because the only way to get it is in the manual of the one who made it. I will right now, I'm saying. And when you look at people like Albert Einstein and the rest of them, these are geniuses. Through inventions and whatever have divided times, you know, just look at the day when the electricity was discovered. Something shifted on the earth here. I think it will only be the death of the coming of Jesus and his death that we outrun such shift here. That was a mark shift. Just think about yourself. Just think about it. That you can be about the earth without electricity. You know, that's the father of his own father. The father's everything you hear today about internet address is their father. Is the source. I went in the house together, please. Yet these people did not maximize what they are or who they are. Because we have not sought after the art of the one who made it or who made the art so. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, man is a very, very complex being. Actually, to study man, there are two things that I do to study. Man and God. Man is not easy to study. Amen. Are we together, please? Sometimes I say, I know myself. But we know that you don't know what you're saying. Your friends know that you don't know what you're saying. But there are many things you have done that does not align with what they expect you to do. But to silence your opposition many times, say, I know what I'm doing. But you don't know what you're really doing. Saying that can show that you don't know what you're doing. That's why you have to be. When you start knowing who you are, you start getting afraid of yourself. That's the first sign. You're afraid of yourself. That's the beginning of trying to find out who you are. Praise God. So, God is not used to know man. And if it's nice to know man, then talk about the one who made man. How more difficult it is. So, after it's nice to know God. It's nice to know God. I know what I'm talking about. If you know people who have taken steps to want to know God, I believe, averagely speaking, every human being at one point or the other one attempted to want to know God. There's that God consciousness in every man. It may be after any other. It may be if you are born in the Hindu religion, you just get a point in your life, you just come out to be aware. God, you want to make attempt towards it. You are born in church by a pastor child, after you have beaten the hell out of your head for missing church and Sunday school many times. Amen. One day you just tell yourself, what is wrong with me? That day is an attempt to say, why am I like this one? Praise God. So at one point or the other, because God is a factor about our lives, your inner heart, something deep down, you know that, God. Amen. Praise God. So when you look at how many billions of people have been on the earth here, imagine that. Just want to think about it. Since you knew man existed, how many billions of people on the earth here? Look at this man called Cain. That who says that and Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So Cain also offered to God. It means he offered an excellent sacrifice. And God did not accept the offering of Cain. A man who offered excellent, not good. Amen. We're not going to try to rush. We're going to just praise God a little bit and see how we get to tonight. Amen. Many of us are young people. Some of us are middle age and the rest of that. This is vital for us to look at. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his guilt, and by it he being dead, yet speak it. So it means that Cain offered to God. He tried. All that is trial is not acceptable. He didn't meet up the requirement. And just by that rejection, he became a murderer. Because there's still more. And because the more was not used, somebody took advantage of the more and invaded the excellency he had. So I'm just trying to say to us that man has tried. Man tried. But the issue is that until we know man, what is man like? You know, David said, say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? What is man? Man must be understood. If man is not understood, he cannot understand God. He cannot. So if they say, what is man? Then the issue of what is still remaining there. All David has been seeing is the manner of God dealing with man, not just letting man go. With all man has done, it was, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? You are always after him. He's not after you. He's not after you. You are the only one always after him. What is man? But God knows what is the man. He knows what is man. Amen. So one of the things God has to do to us, to unveil man for to us. You have to know man, and from knowing man, you can begin to appreciate God's investment and God's requirement on man. Now, why God is not going to give up? God is tied to a man until God found a man. God has been looking. If only I can find a man, until he found the man, Christ Jesus. He didn't give up until he found a man. That's commitment of God on man. Praise God. Bible says in 1 Corinthians, let's just start checking that place. It says, who knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man that is in him. 1 Corinthians 2, praise God. For what man knoweth the things of a man? So it means things of a man. What man knoweth the things of a man? Save the spirit of man which is in him. So it means that man has spirit. Amen. Save the spirit of man which is in him. So also the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. But the spirit of God. So actually he separated God and man. God and man. And he said the whole Bible is about God and man. Because when the issue of God and man is settled, every other thing will be settled. Everything we doted through into their normal state, when these two entities are able to get into their normal union for which they exist. Hallelujah. Things are not the way they should be. Not because God does not want them, but because what God has joined himself to make them be is out of place. So God can't force things to be. No. He needs man. He has tied himself to man. He has said, let us make man. Let us make. He was not just saying in Genesis. He has said, let us make man. We're going to make man to have our image and our likeness. And heaven and earth will pass away than any of little jot of his intention to fail. You know what I'm saying? It must come to be. So, you see two entities there, man and God. So, the man has a spirit, as God has a spirit. So, spirit of God, God the spirit, is the one who has, the only one who knows the things of God. Amen? The spirit is the only one who knows the things of God. No man knows the things of God. Nobody knows it. It's concealed. Even if God deals with you for 20 years, you can't know God. You can't know God by observation. Huh? God is a mystery. The more you see, the less you know. God is a mystery. Up to today, that's why angels still cry, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty. Because all they are seeing is a mystery. Why? They have no access to the Spirit of God. What they know of God is what God has shown them of himself. No angel. Lucifer does not know God. What he knows of God is just a little, from what God has shown to him. Or what he has observed. And you can't know God by observation. That's why I said the kingdom of God cometh not by observation. Kingdom, the more you look, the less you see. You will paint another kingdom. I for some years, I observed, you know, as long as maybe 15 years ago or 20 years ago, the message of kingdom started coming. And I discovered that those who want to forerun that teaching enter into lie. When I pick it, I say, no, this is not it. I mean, that's known it the way I should know it. When I pick it, it's not. One of those major teachers of that is Max Murrow. And most of his teaching on kingdom is not true. It's not consistent. It's not correct. So I have to say, I say that because I know some of you are going to have access to those materials. If context of knowledge does not understand redemption. Amen. Praise God. So you can understand kingdom. You can understand kingdom through my spirit writing. You will get another. You know what you will get. Is the kingdom in the mind of the, you know, the his kinsmen in the south are Caribbeans. Caribbeans have an expectation because of the oppression they have had in the hand of the Americans. So their dream is a world. So all their teachers, even in the gospel, came with teachings that look like the kingdom that the Caribbean expected. Are we in the house, please? You can't get it by observation. It's only the spirit that knows it. Are we in the house, please? Are we in the house? You understand what? When not someone like Daniel, you know, when the king gave a decree, he gave a decree that he had a vision, he had a dream. But when he woke up, the dream went from him. So, and he knew the dream was vital. He knew it. That was a very key dream. So he gave a decree to know that all his magicians and astrologers should come and give the dream and the interpretation of the dream. Amen. And when Daniel heard that they have given a commandment that either they give the dream and interpretation or they perish, what did he do? He didn't try to give answer. He said, he told the man, the king's executor, to go and tell the king to hold on a little bit. Just give us time a little bit. Let's go and beseech the mercy of God of heaven. Because you need mercy. For him to unveil secrets, you need mercy. No strength can break into God's secrets. God is a secret. Mercy, that the God of heaven will have mercy. And that night was the night that we should not perish with. If we are going to perish, not with the astrologers, not with the heathen. No. We must not die the way. No, it was David when he heard that Abner has died. Said, so died Abner? So died Abner like a death of a fool. Abner? Because David himself was afraid of Abner. When you hear Abner, you tremble and you pee wee wee. So for a mere Joab to kill Abner. So for Daniel, it will be worse for us to die like this. Absolutely. What's the difference? And that night, the God of heaven, whose dwelling is not with flesh, whose dwelling, whose a spirit, made known to us the secret of the king. It's not showing his own secret. To God just made known the secret of the king. Himself, so he can unveil secrets. Yet himself is a secret. So, it's only this Holy Ghost that knows God. Have you heard Jeremiah say, God, you deceive me? Because the dealing of God was not consistent with the way he knows God. To be a Christian can be very, very tiresome. To want to know God without knowing the key to it can be so. You know why Christians are, why church, why Christians are tied outside? The dealing of God is So if you are not taking advantage of this time to make merchandise to help yourself, if you have loved God in the past, you can be willing. The only one now is Isaiah, those who are using the time to merchandise. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So there are things of God which are in the custody of who? The Spirit. Then the things of man also not man, but the spirit of man which is in him. So man has spirit. Amen. Amen. Somebody was trying to fault some teachings at the time, and I felt you don't fault some authority teachings until you have a mere validation. He was trying to teach that the man is not tripartite. Man is not so spirit, soul, and body. Now, man is just his soul and body. No. That is what the Eden religion, the man knew, because in the first place, the man you know now is not the man that God created. The man you know now is a man who has lost the spirit. When he sinned, the spirit died. Hallelujah. He said, in the day you sin, you shall die. He didn't say later on. He didn't say after 30 years. No. In the day, you shall surely die. So when he sinned, he surely died. Why? His spirit died. From Genesis, what you will hear about man after is man and heart. Man, heart. Man, heart. You will hear spirit. Amen. Because the time when it's to begin to function, God was trying to calibrate the spirit, because that spirit was need to be calibrated to engage in communion with God. Amen. That is, you know, you can always search with God with your spirit. God is a spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So you discover that man began to get sin more as a soul and a body. Because his spirit man, he says, has not been calibrated enough to function to visibility. Because when he was made a living soul. Now what is meant of? He was made a living soul. Living soul. What does it mean? He was made a living soul. A soul to be living. Living soul. To have life in his soul. A soul that has life. A soul that has life. Living soul. He was made a living soul. Then the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. It means that he was made first to depend on his soul. Because his spirit needs to be calibrated. Amen. He needs to. God does not want him to inherit the human spirit. God wants to inherit the quickening spirit. But he has a spirit. He's a spirit man. Now, if you look at the Eastern religion, they dwell more on meditation. Because what they know by fall is soul. Yoga is on soul. I will write you that, please. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But African religion does not use soul. It invokes spirit. It can't use its own spirit. Amen. Praise God. That is why they could have used that spirit to kill their mother. They don't live by their soul is not tutored. The African soul is low, it's not developed. Yet there are evil in the soul. So spirits engage his soul against his own interest. So it's easy to lie to him. That African man lied to him, tell him yellow is blue. White, if you do it, in fact, they'll promote you here. He believes it. His mind is not developed. Amen. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I'm just saying to us that when God made man, he made man after himself. God is a spirit. God has a heart. Or God has a soul. And God has a body. Though the body is not body of flesh. God is not formless. God is not a gas. God is a person. I went to the house, please. Amen. What I say, God is not a gas. God is not just one entity that whose head is in heaven, feet. No, God is a person. The day God will appear to you, it will not be taller than me. So you will, it's not that he has a very long hand. No. That's not. So you imagine God. Oh, boboro. Eleti. So you expect one air that is like an antenna. Oh, God. Amen. Praise Jesus. Why do I know that? Jesus came as a man and he went back to heaven to join deity as a man. It was when he came back, he didn't increase in height. God is best. I went in the house, please. The body is just a casing that the old spirit and soul uses. And the body is not a limitation to who the soul is and the spirit is. My spirit can be bigger than this body. Your spirit is bigger and taller. When you say man, you know, in the spirit, you don't see me a tall man like that. That's who he is in the spirit. He could have a small body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the spirit, soul, and body is the person of God. You hear the word, and he grieved God in his heart. It repented God in his heart. So God has a heart. You can break God's heart. You can break God's heart. You can disappoint God. Amen. God has feeling. God has pain. God has joy. God has excitement. The one who sits in heaven shall laugh. God laughs. Amen. I went in the house, please. You can amuse God. You can stir up God. You can make him happy. And for the children of Israel, they gave God pain for long years. pain from time to time. Pain. At one time, he said, Moses, stay apart. Let me consume them. I will start a new link through you. You'll be the man, and you'll be Israel also. Come. No, David, Moses said, no, God, don't keep them. Don't destroy them. If you do that, they will say you don't have the power to bring them out. But you brought them out, you can't bring them in. And when you contest God like that, you brought them out, you can't. Ah. Can't. Amen. Can't. Ah. Amen. And he repented God. God knew that Moses would plead for them. He knew Moses. He was trying Moses to develop Moses. Because he wants Moses to develop his kind of heart. Hallelujah. He wants you to have compassion. Full of compassion. Slow to hunger. Plenteous in mercy. God is the gain. Come on, say God's the gain. God's a great gain. If you get God, you get all the gain. Get gain. You get gain. So God is a spirit who has a soul. Who has a spirit body. So when he made man after that pattern. Every other creature was made into other dimensions. It's only man that has that dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a spirit. You are, my brother. You are. Jesus gave the mystery of the kingdom. Simply said, it's like a leaven that is put in 3 measures of meals. Leaven put in 3 measures of meals. Explaining the mystery of sin. Now the kingdom is like that mayor, that leaven seeded, and it moves and occupy and leaven the whole lump. Can you see that? So our sin was sown there, away in the house, and from death in the spirit moved to the heart, moved to the body, and man began to die. The same the mystery of the kingdom. It will be that the seed of God's love is sown inside, and from inside also move outside. Away in the house, please. Until the all becomes occupied. So Jesus established that. So you can't have somebody teaching you otherwise. Paul said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body. Your whole. Come and say whole. That's many years ago. Don't even contest that. Hallelujah. Because you will undermine the essence of redemption. And the very God of peace sanctify you what? Holy. And the very God of peace sanctify you completely. Come on, say completely. Yeah, that's what your completeness is your spirit, soul, and body. That's who you are. That's your completeness. I pray God. I pray your whole spirit, your whole soul, your whole body be preserved blameless unto the coming. So it is possible for the spirit, soul, and body to be preserved. Say preserved. Preservation is immunity. So that tells me that body can also experience redemption. So the fact that you are falling sick today and that you are falling sick tomorrow does not stop redemption. Redemption reality is the fact that it's for wholeness. It's for wholeness. Say, I pray God. Come on, say, I pray God. When Paul is praying like that, he's praying with mercy. Like he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the message of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What's your body? Your entire being. It's not just flesh. Your body is a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to God. Which is your reasonable service. That is the way worship is rendered. It's with the whole being. It's with your spirit, soul, and what? So you can't say, I know I'm just meditating my spirit. No. At a point, your body will respond. That's worship. If you can contain it within you and the body cannot perform, no, then something's wrong. Amen. Praise God. So that's who we are. You know, when you know what is in the heart of God, it can help you to appreciate where we are and where we're going. You know what I'm talking about now? Well, you know what God expects, what God has done. That you can see exactly what the enemy has done. And you see what God has provided to undo the works of the enemy. So God made man that way. And it's only the spirit of man that can know the things of man. Now there are things of a man. And there are things of God. Say things of man. Say it again. Say it again. When I say you are a natural man, it's not a sin. Natural man is not a sin. It's just a grade of life. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? They are foolishness to him. Can you see that? Things of God. So, in all things of man, I will be hostage. So, if Adam has not sinned, he will have maximized himself. But he won't have the union, or he won't enjoy the union of God maximally. Because man was not made for himself. Man was made for God. I will not say now. I will write together, please. So, man, from his own spirit, can know his things. Actually speaking, I taught it before, that the man's spirit is called the man, hidden man. The spirit of man is called the hidden man. Say hidden man. The human spirit is a silent, it's a hidden man. Why? It's not yet well developed. Amen. You discover that when you receive the Holy Ghost, one thing you knew about the Holy Ghost is that he speaks so much. In fact, it's like, it's every matter that comes to you, he has come in there. When you want to do it by yourself, I'm not the one involved in it, you are the only one doing it. I'm saying, he separated himself from you, so you will know that it's not you and him, it's not the same. I will be hostage. Though he has been sent to dwell in you, but it's not the same with you. I went to the house to get a place. Not that put that way, they teach you, new Christian realities as if the Holy Ghost is yours. It's the Spirit of God, it's not your spirit. The Holy Ghost is not your spirit, it's God's spirit. Say God's spirit. You know, you must know when God borrowed you a thing for his use. You should know that you are borrowed. It's his spirit. It's his spirit. It's the Spirit of God. It's not the Spirit of man. Your spirit died. Why? When it was created, it was weak and too quiet. Or too hidden. I went to the hospice. So the heart overgrew the spirit by disobedience. I went to the hospice. So it was easy for the spirit to die. Because the spirit was not performing to its maximum. I went to the hospice, please. The spirit was not performing to its maximum, so the spirit could really die because it was not taking its place. If you get to Romans, Paul explained that there, when actually speaking, it was that when we were in the flesh, our old man, because the old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we should no more serve sin. So you have an old man. Amen. I went, I'm saying, now that was an old man. We say somebody is an old man. What does it mean? He has been there. He's an old man. He's old by sins. Nature is sin. I will write together, please. So it's an old man that was there, that was crucified. Jesus Christ nailed that man. He killed that old man, which actually became sin. The old man is sin. Because as we die, I will write together, please. As we died, so this old man came into us and took over the job of the spirit. Actually, when we died, our soul should have known that it was exposed. But when a woman loses her husband, even no matter how weak the husband is, she will sorrow. Even when the husband does not say anything at home, that she is just there in the house there, that's the one there. Amen. So if the husband dies, she will sorrow. Because the husband died, the spirit of man died, the old man, which is sin, came in and took over. So that the woman will not sorrow. That the soul will not sorrow. He gave the soul or the heart of man that falsehood, that false comfort. They could have repented, but you see, the engagement, they couldn't repent. Or do you hear the word that any of them repented? No, they were blaming themselves. Abraham said, the woman you gave to me, you gave me, and I heard. The best he could do was go and hid himself. He hid himself somewhere. God said, where are you? Before they saw him, he has covered himself with fig leaves. So he's not repenting. He's not sorrowing. Why is he not sorrowing? Sin. Sin is a man. That's why he's a man of sin. Sin is a, amen. Sin is a personality. When I say an entity. Say God is a spirit. God is a spirit. It's a person. Sin is a person. You can marry sin. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we here tonight together? Are you sure? So you discover that the fall of man brought in the man of sin, or in the old man. So you see what Jesus Christ did on the cross was that he took the nature of the man. He put on sin. He that knew no sin became sin. That might be made. He became sin. Come on, say it again. It's the serpent, no? The serpent that they looked on the serpent. Serpent is a sin. I will write together, please. So when that serpent was lifted in the wilderness, it was sin that was lifted. I went in the house, please. But God has taken the nature of sin. That's why when they turned the serpent upside down to tell you that sin has been inverted. Because the inner nature of righteousness is inside. I went in the house, please. But he only put on sin. And sin must be judged. So when he down the cross, sin was crucified. When he heard the word, I am crucified with Christ. It is sin that was crucified. I went in the house, please. So when the man believed today, when he believed Jesus, that reality of the death of sin on the cross became effective in you. So the old man is crucified when you believe. I went in the house, please. Praise God. I'm trying to just tell you that man, it's just spirit, soul, and body. So when sin has been crucified, who is the man? Then the soul is the wife. Amen. And when the husband of a woman died, like the spirit died, and sin took advantage, Jesus now crucifies sin so that the soul can be free. He has no more husband. He cannot, what if a woman is free? He's free to marry another husband. Can you see? So the soul cannot marry Christ. Can you see? So Christ comes in to become the man. Amen. And because Christ is there, the Holy Ghost comes in there. Amen. Are we together, please? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. What I'm just saying to you is that the soul is a vital part of man. The spirit is a vital part of man. Praise God. And the man's soul that has married sin has explored. Because the soul actually is the worker. He's the one who does work for the whole of them. Spirit, soul, and body is the one who does it. Anything the spirit wants to do, he gives to the soul. But anything the body wants to do, he gives to the soul. The soul is the one who does the work and send it back. So when you hear, when Christ said, I work the work of him that sent me in the day. No, there's a work that involves the soul. I went in the house, please. When you say, I work the one who has sent me, it's talking about the work of the soul. To work in the soul requires so much diligence. So we're going to get there, that the essence of priesthood of Jesus is for the access to soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. There is light to see. We're going to have light to see. Heaven is going to grant us so much light. And we're going to see. We're going to see what is seen made invisible, what is seen made to be hid is going to be unveiled. Heaven is granting so much light. So much light. The light will come to everyone and illuminate the very inner recesses. And from there, you will appreciate the Lord. You appreciate what redemption has done for the heart is for heart. What he has done it for the whole of man, but it's for the heart first. for the heart. So much has been done for the heart. We're going to have resources of what the God, what the Lord has provided for the heart in this season. Lord, we'll find the light for it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we believe there's going to be light. We believe so. Do you believe so? Yeah, we believe you, Father. We believe you. We believe you. Do not despise prophecy. We believe you. Amen. So you discover that anything you see in the body came from the heart. The heart is the worker of the so great intentions and things of the Spirit. All the things of the Spirit will not have any way of expression without the heart. The soul is designed for walking. Now there are two compartments of the soul. Okay? Soul, we are talking about heart after God. The soul is that part in between the body and the Spirit. But the soul has two parts. We can call it upper and lower. Or you can call it the mind, which is called in the medicine as a cerebral part, where you have memories and all those things are there. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another part of it which is not physical. But where is this man's soul? You can't look at where the soul is. The heart, where the heart is. Where is the heart of the man? You don't look at it. So there's a part of that soul called the heart. It's a place of deep intentions. That's the way to summarize this. Deep intentions. Or you can say it's the heart disk of the whole body. And the computer made it very simple that way. The heart is the heart disk. It's where everything is stored. Beyond the superficial of the memory. I remember my father before he died. 5 months before he died, he went back to his youthful days when he was 10. He didn't remember anything the past 20 years. Among his children, he only remembered me and my mother. When I talk, he remembered Pastor. They remembered my mother's name. Every other thing disappeared. Otopo is the village he grew up in 1945. His goats are there. So he's asking them to go and bring in the goat. We know this man has gone far. I'm a bit Meloli. Kubuliaga. Ha. Wait more. He's in his house. But the house he knows is the house of 1950. Amen. So the more death comes in, the it divides the brain and the soul and the heart. Now, what has the power to divide the world? Like is the word. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting to dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. The word. It's not Bible. The word. Come on, say the word. Logos. Logos is the creator. He's the creator of the soul. He's the creator of the body. He's the creator of the spirit. So he's the one who has the line of dividing, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. And of the joints and marrow. It's not this joint. It's not this joint. Joints and marrow. There's that part that makes you separate from every other being. You are yourself. Separate from this person, no matter how much you share identity. When the word of God comes in there, even though you are twins, it separates. It separates from your genealogy. If they pick you among 1 billion before the world, you are separate. And because he can go to join the matter, he discerns the thoughts and intents. And there's nothing that is hid unto him who has to do. All things are naked. Say naked. So is the ray that calibrate us and separate us. You can explain, I'm not involved. No, you're the one explaining it. He knows who is involved. Amen.
Amen.
I went in the house to go to that place. You know what? Ananias and Sapphira sinned in the church. And Peter came and asked Ananias, did you sell the land for that much? He said, well, that's a lie. Just exactly. What did Peter say? Peter said, why has Satan filled thy heart? He didn't say filled thy mind. He knew where Satan filled. He didn't say, why did he fill your spirit? No. He knew it was his heart. To lie to the Holy Ghost. When the wife came in also, he said the same thing. It was your heart. You are still born again, but you gave your heart to Satan. He emptied himself in your heart. So it makes your new birth of no reference. So if you preach, you say when you're born again, you're a new creature, your place is in heaven, and hell can't take you. I can't explain that all to you. Amen. Because that teaching is not consistent. If Satan fills your heart, he has become Lord there. So even though you are born again, you are a servant of sin. And you are not only aiding sin, he has taken place, he has put his seat there. Amen. I went to the house place. So what the Bible does not validate, don't express it. Let the Bible stay where it stays and be silent when it's silent. I went to the house, go to that place. So in teaching that, just do anything. It's your body that is sinning. Your soul is not involved. Your spirit is not involved. You see, your spirit is escaped. That teaching is not consistent with the teaching of the epistle. Okay, I'm saying? Don't let anybody deceive you, okay? Praise God. I'm just trying to let you know that those people that God has used to preach the gospel, they know these things. They know the compartments. And they know how to bring salvation to them, okay? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, this evening, I'm just going to establish to you, for you to know that your heart, number one, God made it for himself. Now, how can Satan fill a heart? That means the heart is a container that can take him. Are we right? So, how will Satan fill? If you say, fill that cup with water. What does it mean? Then you can pour gradually. Is that not? Eh? So Satan does not come in straight. He comes with his things and is emptying them gradually. Okay? Are we in the house? You can have mayor of Satan. You can have fullness of Satan. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Because these entities have things. Things of a man, then things of God. Things of God. So, God also has something that the soul can also contain the things of God. You know what I'm saying? So, it can empty the things of God into the soul. So, it means that to start with, the soul was designed to contain. The soul is a vessel. Much the spirit is a person. The soul is a vessel. And its job is to take in. Praise God. Now, you discover how much things man has done without God in the soul. With just the devil and man. See exploit. Exploit. All of a sudden, they just wake up and said, let's go to. Amazingly, there was no leader among these people. Nobody was leading. It just came up one day. Who is blowing on them? Seeing was just. He just came to an awareness and said, let's go and build a city. And let's make it a name. Goto, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. and let us make us a name, lest we be what? Scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Now, who was the first preacher? No, I said, who was the first preacher? Somebody was inside of them. Who was preaching to them? He be there, oh, badum, don't tell. And they just came to an awareness. How many times have you woke up? You slept. When you were sleeping, your last night, you were thinking yourself, by next year, by God's grace, I will go to school, I will then. Just sleep and woke up. These are US name, US name. This. All of a sudden, everything you have ever had in the past has disappeared. As if, what kind of sleep you wake up? Now, you walk along, share. One share that, you know, man, you know, man, sharing, you know, man, sharing, you know, man, sharing. Okay? Amen. My brother, thank you very much. Amen. I went in the house, please. So, I think there's something you think of that is your own, actually speaking. You are just a radio receiver. Amen. Praise God now. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the issue is that because of the nature of the soul, some entities have mastered that nature to take advantage of the nature. The soul can pick amazing things. Amazing things. The soul can take God. Say God. Say God. Soul of man can take God. He will take the things of God until he takes God. The soul can receive things. Until the time will come, God will dwell in the soul. The human soul, I don't know how God made that thing. You know, God who fills the heaven with his glory, yet can compress himself and stay inside the soul. If your body tries to take God, it will tear into pieces. In fact, you will blow to ashes. What your body cannot take, your soul can take it. Your soul is bigger than this frame. Amen. Without the Spirit, man has conquered and conquered and have you ever watched this man before? This German. What's his name? Hitler. Have you ever watched Hitler address before? When Hitler finished speaking, everybody will charge. In those days, the Roman Empire have what is called the orators. They have those orators there, whose job is just to take the thought in the end out of the king and speak it. If the king say it, it won't carry. But when these orators take it and spread it, men will begin to obey. Because the things of the king can be thrown into matters. Then with it lands into the mind of a man, becomes a hope. What the man will live for. The old world war was concealed by a man. A man invited the old world to a war. And they took your forefathers from here. Your forefathers from every village went to Germany. A shumburu. So I now see that if there's badotie, Allah. Amen. Yes, because the devil can stay with you to have his way. Blessed are you if you can discern it. So he knows the soul can do it. So even if the soul is saying, I can't do it now, he knows he will change his mind very soon. Just stay and stay there and wait for the season of the soul. There are seasons when the soul has strong determination, and there are seasons of love when the soul wants to enjoy his moment. Amen. So, what am I saying? That if you have seen great work done on the earth here by man, you've seen the soul. Because let me tell you one thing. The male man, say male man. Say it again. Is uniquely made for pursuit. The male man is a pursuer. What did I say? What did I say? The male man is what? Say it again. Once his eye lock, like his eye will lock on the girl. Once his heart lock on that girl, it will take 1 million ways to get it. You know what I'm saying now? Amen now. Oh, damn it alone. There's nothing you want to explain. If you are explaining, so that's what you are explaining, he has not locked. Once he actually lock, don't explain. Don't let him have it. Just take it, Amen. And go away, because you explaining things there does not make sense. Why? He's created to pursue. All the invention on the earth here, males have led them. I'm telling you. You can only see males who maybe the wife join. Go and see scientist. If you see a woman there, go and check it. His father is either father or husband is close to that work. They are behind inventions. They are behind everything. Man for the sake of the family, bow to him. If we go through thick and thin to end, he would, yes. To ensure he conquers everywhere, conquers. When he's coming, the man is coming. That's the nature of a man. If you do anything against that ego, the man dies. That's man. Man is a pursuer. Come on, say pursuer. Say it again. It's a goal getter. There's that. That's why I just look at people who want to try to. What do you call it now? Sexual issue of a male want to be like a woman, transgender. Thank you, transgender issues is foolishness. Because those things you are doing does not change the frame of the heart. When God made the heart of a man, that heart is a pioneer. So when even he behaves as if he's a guy now, the man in him will soon wake up. The man, yes. That he's just doing like a girl like that one. He's a man, no, don't mind him. Maybe he just in the body frame, he looks like his mother. So he's using body frame to the spirit. He's a man, no. Because the man, what makes a man is not his muscle. It's the frame. It's the frame of the inside. It's the heart. For example, a male man thinks sex than a female man. Transgender conversion does not change that thing. Do you know what men are very? It is men. Men are bad. Say men are bad. But there's a difference. The man in Christ is different. You know what I'm saying? But mere men are bad. You see, the man likes sex too much. Shamsina. And the woman cannot calibrate his taking of sex. So he prefers to convert a man to a woman so that he can think with the same pace. Now, you see, he wants to think to match each other. Come on, say, hey, say, it's missing. He can't labor on the woman to turn out. That turning out all the time is problem. But when he gets a man and converts with a woman, you don't need to think. He's thinking already. Can you see that? It's selfishness. God wants to woo the woman. It's a job that should be done. God made it so. That's the beauty of creation. It's a weak man that will say, I don't want to woo. When I see that, I say, it is sin. There's something that happens. That's who I am. That's not who you are. That's selfish. Amen. So you see, the main man is a driver, is a worker. He's a pursuer, he's a pioneer. He's a pioneer. Say, it's been easy. He would put it there. I tell you, see. So about Tennessee town, anybody can come and occupy the place, doesn't matter. I tell you, see. He can take risk. So he has used all of that to explore and to prove his humanity. But what he has not done well enough is to convert the same strength to look for his creator. Man will rather take ministry if he's paying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just trying to say to you tonight that God made the heart for himself, okay? And only God can actually fill the heart. Only God can fill the heart. Even when the devil has done all he wants to do to the heart, I can just feel there's still a space for God there. So, yes, it's only the Spirit of God. That's why at the verge of death, if a man can believe God, then you know that there is still space there for God. When the devil tells you, you can't, you see, it's so bad. It's so bad, your case is so bad. In fact, there's nothing to do now, just go and commit suicide. It's the devil preaching. To God, God knows there's still space. Because the heart is deep. The heart is deep. The heart can only be occupied by its maker. So the devil occupying the place, there's still a space there for God. That's why God put it as a principle, where the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So every heart can still believe. Every heart can still believe. No matter how evil the heart is, it can still believe. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me just find a place here too. This is just introduction a bit. Does it make sense? Are you sure? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me go and find a way of just rounding off and let us go today. Praise God. Sometimes the scriptures, the word heart and spirit are used interchangeably. I think you should know that, okay? They are used interchangeably, but in the New Testament, they are more consistent. For example, you hear the word God stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel. God stirred up the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest. Now, stir spirit is not stir their spirit, stir their heart. So their heart is used in that place as spirit. Okay? Okay. As something like Cyrus. God also stir the spirit of Cyrus. Because then the rebuilding of, you say he's an amazing king, he's not born again, he's not a child of God. That's because God always has a way to speak to the heart. Right? Amen. So the heart and spirit can be sometimes used interchangeably. in the Old Testament, but does not mean they are the same. They are divided and they are separate. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you get to Matthew, book of Matthew, Jesus began to speak consistently there about the kingdom. And if you look at the picture of Jesus, it's focused on the heart. Because your spirit coming alive is not dependent on you. It's dependent on what Jesus has done. And that happens instantaneously. But the kingdom, to move what is in the spirit to the heart, is the gospel. What I say? To move what is in the spirit to the heart. So the heart becomes a major issue in the gospel of the kingdom of God. Check through all the gospels. Jesus, in the mystery of the kingdom, was teaching more about the heart. The sower went out to sow a seed. And when he sowed the seed, it fell on... Where did it fell? So it went on the wayside, fell on the stony ground, fell on the land with thorns, and it fell on a good ground. We're going to get there. Because nobody's heart is good, actually. All of us belong to the three of them. Amen. Nobody has a good heart. Nobody. See me, the Lord is doing God made me. Just made me a good heart. It's a lie. When they trace your lineage very well, it's going to be, maybe say, it's the heart that is full of stone. Or the one that has torn. That's where there is deceitfulness of sin. And the deceit of riches. No, that's the way, that way that I'm a good person is riches. So anybody who's religiously good, who has been good without the gospel, is in that place. Amen. It's the heart that is full of thorns. They have made a lot of thorns and lies to the heart there. So his goodness can't save him until it is the goodness is going to shock up the word of God. Because it's a righteous man and won't see the righteousness of the word. Can you see there? He's going to lean more on his righteousness. In fact, he's going to just use the word of God to complement his righteousness. So, all humanity is on the three. Somebody's born good. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So, the demand for the mailman at this time is as he has taken leadership in every other works of sin and flesh. Yes, man is the one. Even when the woman is wearing a half or whatever, it's the man that made it. How do you know that? Now, in so on. Every shape you see women wear, now man so on. It may be that after man has saw the first one, the ladies can learn from it. Knowing that it is selling now. Man is the one that invented it. If man is not inventing it directly, he's the one putting demand for it. Every way, if a lady's dress and you just pass by, you don't make comment. It will change it tomorrow. Yes. Let them make a good year. Just come and come to church. And he comes to church and goes out of church. Nobody appreciates the year. Tomorrow it will lose in it. If he asks, he says it's not good. Why is it not good? It's because I've not said it's good. So, men, married men, are you here? Are you here? If you want your money to last, this year is fine. It's beautiful. You are looking good. The year will last there. Alive? Now, so now, they will change the year quickly. Praise God. Praise God. That is what you call it that is the call. It shall be called a woman. You know what I'm saying? Who call it? Adam. It's a man. He shall be called a woman. So his name is a woman. Praise God. So as you have taken leadership in inventing for either nature and for flesh, God wants you to do what? To take leadership also in the pursuit of God. Now, let me say it. It's not pursuit of religion or ministry. Men are foremost in pursuing ministry. God, ministry gives you an identity. That you are a minister does not mean you are pursuing God. Paul said, I don't have many people who will naturally care for you. For all men seek what? They are not being remembered when you write up, now Paul write up. But Titus, I have no man like minded who will naturally, come on, say naturally, without any gain. That's been of it. Care for your estate. But you see, as found some few guys then, the means of no, for all seek their own. Paul is not lying. If he is lying, it won't be scriptures. So most men in ministry, it is our own that brought us in there. Let down, God can take control. I'm saying, we can use that not to seek God. Yeah? When I said all of us. God took over at a point. At first, it may be that you will not die. Now God be that one. Amen. At another point, he saw that they won't say you are not going to church very well. From there, it became, you know, amen. Any husband here, if your wife, if you're not serious spiritually speaking, every woman wants to go to church, averagely speaking. Amen. And most husbands follow their wife to church. Because if he doesn't go to church, he won't cooperate. You know what I'm saying? The other room will not function very well. You know what I'm saying? Hey, praise God. There was a time in the U.S. it was even known that men will carry their wives and children to church, drop them and go away. Come back and carry them. That's how much allegiance they can play to ensure that the other room is doing well. I'm saying, praise God. It does not mean that the women also love God too much. They love their children. You know? I'm saying they're going to pray for their children and their husband. I'm saying they are not in church because of God. It's because of... So all men seek what? They are old. So everything we do is politics. We are politicking, I'm saying. You know, politics is your interest. Amen. Where it's going, you calculate it. Is your head not calculating? Is your head not calculating? Always calculating. Man is always thinking, calculating. Praise God. Amen. So it means that naturally, that's the way we are. God has to win. Amen. Say God has to win. I say God has to win. Sometimes it's when you talk the way people hear you. Oh, come on. Just you enjoy audience. And say, oh, they're not responding. You will do it more than they can respond. It's not just because you want them to hear God. You want them to follow you and attend to you. So you can bring all my dimension in just to get attention. Praise God. So ministry must not appear as if it's God. Sure you are. So, Orope, can you ministry? Take your ministry near. To offer to God an excellent sacrifice. Is that the ministry? It's a ministry. What was Satan bargaining for when he said to Jesus Christ, turn this stone to bread? When the daughter said, is that not a ministry? If he turned it to bread, it's going to be bread. Stole to bread ministry international. Amen. And his fame will fill everywhere. It's a song. His fame. Healings will go like anything. all the paraphernalia of that ministry will not reduce. Because he knows he has been anointed. He has said, this is my son. Sons are anointed. But don't do that one. Turn the stone to bread. So you know, bread ministry. It won't remain stone anymore. Because when you hear stone, you can see the reference. Bread and bread ministry international. The one who sent him to do is the one that will know that his story has done. Nobody hears him will have reference point. It is that great day that will show it. That was stone you turned to bread. So man, ministry is not following, okay? But you can get God through ministry also. I went in the house, please. Well, ministry is not God. Actually, if we pursue God, we have arrived at the same only one place called God. So even if there are 100 ministries in the town, we arrive at the same place called God. You see what I'm saying? Because God is the end. Ministry is not the end. It's the means to the end. So if we are pursuing God, the end will be God and we'll be one there. Because God is only one. Hear all Israel. The Lord our God is one God. Not two, is one God. That's why in the record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost bear record, and these three are one. They don't agree. They are one. It is the head that you agree. Amen. I said it is head that you what? That you agree. In heaven, they are one. Hallelujah. So in this season, God wants to turn us beyond what we have come into to find God. We can find God. You see, all the while, God has come to man. It's time for man to come to God. You will hear the prophets. And the word of the Lord came to me. He didn't say, I came to the word. It is the word of the Lord that came to me. It came to Amos, the son. What's his father? Amen. It's the word of the Lord. Came. It means it's not there. So God has been coming. It is time for us to go. We say amen?
Amen.
Uh-huh. I said God has been coming. His heart is after us. It's now for us to play return match. Amen. So Jesus made that emphatic word in John 3. It's emphatic. No man hath ever seen God. No man hath ever seen God. Nobody has ever gone. No man has ever ascended. That word is interesting. No man. Come on, say no man. No man has ever ascended. But he that cometh him. So it means that what God wants man to do. So when God dropped Jesus down here, he expected him to go back. No man has ever, the only begotten at any time. The only begotten son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. How did he, he's in the bosom. But he was not born from the bosom. He was born in the earth. He went back to the bosom of the Father. And from there, he's declaring him, telling you that where heart of man should go back to is to go back to God. So the first man that God will locate in that dimension of not wanting God to come down. Adam, God came down. His children, God came down. To Abraham, God came down. Only one man said, why are you coming? Let me go. That was David. That was the first man who said, what is this one? When you have come, we should go back. At least if he didn't go back, he deserved to go back. Hallelujah. If we do not go back, We can't do His will. When we are here, we are programmed to do the will of man. Say will of man. I tell you, no matter how much you read Bible, you will do what man likes. If it's not what your friend likes, you will do what your wife likes. You know, wife can be very terrible on us. Sorry. Amen. Let me see. There are people when they were young and single, in their heart, cry. This God. If they're bad, I'm going to put in a bad man. But all of a sudden, something comes to your life that matters. That if she's not happy, you are in trouble. Praise God. Amen. If you are too hard and you go alone, you come back alone. Okay? You are going now, you are not here. Amen. So God can give you a daughter who has heart for God. When you get that one, you are blessed. You know what I'm saying? Somebody whose heart is just rejoicing because you are doing God's will. Is that you want to miss it? Love. Should we do it like that? Love. So you're already afraid. When you have your evil plot, you know there's one boss that will tell you, love. Is that the way we should go now? And that mathematics is not easy to solve. Yeah. Amen. Do you think we should do that now? Already you know your heart that already. But when you have that one, you are blessed. But the matter is the way Ogbe Olu, you are in trouble. Obinu, even if you go 1 kilometer or 10 kilometers, you win. Yeah, if you are a man, you should have a wife that in your heart you are afraid of doing wrong. That's a blessing. Yes, Eric knows that one. He knows she has a woman. If she has played everybody, she can't play easily. Amen. I like that. But when you have a boy, you can play around. If you don't think you could see curriculum while I'm here. And it is your lust that will get you such a woman. It's a lust. When God wants to give you, he won't give you someone that, he will give you the one that will help you. Praise God. What am I saying tonight? I'm just saying to us tonight that it is time for us to go up. Come on, say go up. Come on, say go up. It is time to go up. It is time to ascend. It is time to ascend. And only one place can ascend. It is the heart. Jesus Christ, because you believe on Him, He took your spirit up straight. It's one day. But you see, this heart will navigate the way of the Spirit. So when the Spirit was taken up there, there is a way He passed through. There is a way. So when Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, your soul will find the way. It doesn't know the way. The job of the heart is to navigate. Yeah, the way. The heart must come to learn the way of the Spirit. Every heart is calibrated to find God. We can find God. There are people who have, let me give you an example. We're just close to this. You know, David longed to restore worship back to Israel, to Jerusalem, and he discovered that for so long years, the tabernacle has been there without the ark. And worship was going normally. They didn't feel they missed anything. Amen. A king ruled and life was comfortable for him. Through all the days of Saul, nobody besought the Lord in that dimension. And life went on normally. The priesthood was going on without the hack. But somebody came in there and said, this is wrong. That is not easy. In the midst of declaration, to discover something is wrong, that's something is missing here. It's easy to continue error. When something is wrong, it is easy to get in there and continue. You can see it. All that good luck has done is what Buhari has continued. It's easier. It's the same iron neck structure. It's the same. Everything is the same. You can't do a thing the same way and get the same result. You cannot. David got there and knew something is wrong here. How can there be a tabernacle without the ark? It means that David was connecting to the path of the fathers. He was not just following the present order. Yeah, that's why it's easy. Let me tell you, if you get angry today and you leave a ministry because of one they are doing wrong, when you go out, you will only correct one thing they have done wrong and duplicate the same thing and added your own error. That's why the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Your reaction does not make you do right. You don't give up the ministry out of anger. Amen. You build a worse monster. I went in the house with that place. You do that by revelation. When they have downloaded the thing fully, I say, okay now, can you start? Okay. Then you'll be bringing things that is not sin. You'll be bringing what is not sin to the same of sin. I went in the house, please. Amen. Jesus took away the old to establish what? Finding fault with it. He didn't repair it. He didn't repair it. He abandoned it and reproduced a new. You get me? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. I was saying something, sorry. Huh? Okay. So David discovered, thank you very much, that the tabernacle does not have the ark. And he stirred up the whole of Israel. This is not supposed to be. And the people were as if they were awaking from their sleep. Where is the ark? Ah, through the day of Saul. No ark. Ah. Worship in error. So they moved to the land of the Philistines where they have put the ark. And because of the present new order and generation, they build a new cart. It's not old cart, new cart. To go and bring the new God. But God is not new. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't upgrade God. As they were going, good intention, see that. But the procedure was wrong. So consider the heart issue. The heart must take care of both the error and the byway. The ignorance is not excusable. Amen. My heart is right. Your heart must also know righteousness. We will get there. Amen. And that you have a right springing in you does not make you know what is right. So David went, we know the story, and they were bringing the ark with rejoicing. Jigga, jigga. As they were moving, God was angry. What is this? What manner of error is this? Can anybody stop them? This is madness. Can anybody? And nobody could stop them. Who will stop the king? Amen. Jigga, jigga. And the man, Uzzah, was in charge of the. And all of a sudden, the ox stumbled and the ark shook. And the man was mindful not to allow the ark to fall. as he was stretching the hand, God slew him, that he died. Hallelujah. Imagine your new innovation and revelation of God. God is approving. Why you have just brought the fresh teaching? See, this God and this righteousness is a righteousness not just by man, it's by God. As we're saying that, it's a new revelation. But see, the procedure was wrong. The man went back home and abandoned. Anybody there? Anybody there? It's Obed-Edom. And the man, because the man was a low man, low esteem man in society, a very poor man, who cannot disapprove it, they forcefully put the ark in his house. He got his angry, let him finish his anger in your house. So when the anger is finished, he can go. We need God, but not his anger. Let him stay here. If he kills off in your house, nobody will know your name. But amazingly, God announced the name of Obed-Edom. Prosperity came in there. But you can't abandon a man's son. No. God is God. God blessed that house in a way that the fame went everywhere. So, David said, how do we connect this principle? Who can know him? Who can find him? Paul talk. He was explaining predestination. Say, oh, depth of wisdom and of knowledge. Oh, unsearchable. I understand it beyond comprehension. His ways are past finding. That Paul, after our revelation, he got it was pouring forth. You know, he was writing and pouring forth. He screamed, oh! How do you explain that one? The anger against us is another one man's blessing. So he now and say, what is going on? And he turned back to seeking. What was wrong? To go and bring it back, is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. You have to take it. For the all of us to go and bring it back, is it wrong? It's not wrong. Take that one. We made a cat. Is it in the old book? He now discovered that it was the priest that should bear the ark on their shoulder. It's not a new civilization. It's an hidden wisdom. It's a hidden wisdom. God is an hidden wisdom. That Levi, this priest, are the one who has the shoulder. Why? They have eaten up the shoulder. They can carry government. The ark is God's government. Cats don't have shoulder. And the night, if he saw that, I know he was excited. Wow. We got it. We're going back. God is not asking for a perfect man. He's asking for a right heart. And that's why they took David and God swore. He swore concerning David. Of his throne, he will raise one that will rule my people, whom the whole of Israel will hear. Why? David began that calibration of a man whose heart will be set to say, let anything happen. We go together. He didn't go far. But God swore. God made covenant with a mere man. To tell you how much God valued what response he got from David. The gospel of Jesus Christ is sent to every one of us for recovery. To bring us back to a place where we can make progress towards God. And progress we will make. I said, progress we will make in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So though God is vast, God is deep, God is high, God is great, God is mighty, but God wants men who will look for him. If you study the gospel, we see that the gospel is divided into two parts. The Bible says, and to those that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So it even means that after you are born again, does not yet program you finally. They need to program your heart. New birth does not yet program your heart. Jesus has to program the heart to receive energy to move up. It's not easy. Come on, jump up, let me see you. Jump up, let me see you. You could come down. Jump up again, let me see you. It is the love of your forefathers to come down. But the new generation will ascend. They will jump up, they will not come down. David said, that cry is strong. Let's take that cry.
We worship you, Jesus. For there is a meal that makes you heavy. There is a meal that makes you heavy. And there is a meal that makes you carnal. But there is a meal that makes you light. That makes your voyage light. That makes you to easily ascend. Yes, that is what we are bringing. We are bringing and we will serve you all. We will serve you all. This same wheel will detonate that which makes you heavy. Yes, yes, yes. For there is an inheritance that has been deposited in you that consistently makes you heavy, even in your ascending. But in this season, we have come with meals. We have come with measures and measures of meals in these days that will make you light. That will make you light. That will make you light. That will deliver you from the heaviness of the sinful nature. That will deliver you from the heaviness of the sinful nature. We are here to detoxify your heart. We have come that your heart will be detoxified. That you may be light in your heart to ascend to that place where you will be seated. There is a place we have made for you to be seated. And in these days, you will partake of this meal. You will partake of this meal. And you will experience lightness. You will be light. You will be light. You must be light. Your ordination is to be light. That you might ascend in your heart. Receive with meekness that which is being served in the season. Thank you, Father.
Can we rise on our feet this evening? Let's rise on our feet and begin to pray and commit our hearts to God. So it is true that if we say we know God, it's like an insult to say we know God. But God tonight is calling our hearts. He's calling our hearts. God is calling our hearts. Let us respond to Him. God wants us to seek Him. God wants man to seek Him. It is time to seek the Lord. He says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked man forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. It is time to forsake every other thing that we have exalted above God as man. It is time to seek the Lord till He rains righteousness upon us. This is the time, as a male man, a lot of responsibilities lies on you.
We believe you have heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the word that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us on any of our meetings? You can join us for Live with Friends and Partners Forum first and third Saturday of every month by 8 a.m., on Wednesdays by 5 p.m., and Sundays by 8 a.m., all at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road, Ondo. For more information, please call 0703-895-5483 or 0803-850-6491. Or you contact us at livemanifestation@yahoo.com. Remain blessed.